Life is a series of trying to make up your mind. Life is a series of trying to make up your mind. Every time we turn around, we're making up our mind about something. We're determining whether we're going to be happy or sad, whether we're going to be rich or poor, whether we're going to be healthy or sick. Every time we turn around, we do that. Every time we turn around, we try to make up our mind as to what is our value in life? What is it that's important to us? Now, what is important to you? What is important in your life? What's important for your world? What's important for you in your thinking every single moment of your life? Well, you say, golly, how do I begin? Where do I start? There are so many things that are important in my life. There are so many things that are important to me. What do I start with? Where do I begin? What's important? What is it that makes my world go round? Well, let's give you a couple suggestions to begin with here. What is it that makes your life go round? What is it that makes your world go round? What is it that is important? You're trying to make up your mind. What is it? Life's a series of trying to make up your mind. Now, what is it? Well, let's take one thing. I want to be happy. I want to be happy every time I turn around. I want to be happy in everything that I do. I want to be happy all the days of my life. I want to be happy. And as I want to be happy, I am happy. And as I want to be happy, I am doing happy things, and I am living in a happy way, and I'm revealing myself in every beautiful possible way that I can to be happy. Now, are you happy when things go your way? Are you happy when everything is right and all is right with the world and everything seems happy and good? Not really. You are happy when you can say this little phrase that I dearly love. Oh, that's so good. I feel so good. I feel so wonderful. I feel so fantastic. Oh, I feel so fantastic. Oh, this is so wonderful. That's when I feel good. That's when I feel good, when I feel, oh, this is so wonderful. Oh, this is so great. This is so beautiful. This is so fantastic. I feel so great. That's when I feel wonderful. That's when I feel fantastic. That's when I feel marvelous. Yes, that's when I feel marvelous. When do you feel marvelous? Do you feel marvelous when you see other people having successes and happiness? If you do, you're doing a good job. Always be delighted at another's good fortune, at another's happiness, at another's joy in their world. Always be happy with them. And you'll find out pretty soon you'll have every reason to be happy for yourself on the things that you are enjoying, on the things that you are having come true in your world, on the things that are making you feel the greatest in the world. When you can be happy for another person as they have some great experience in their life, you are finding that you are being happy yourself. Now, are you happy when a person is well? Are you happy when a person earns a good living and has sufficient money to do the things they want to do? Are you happy when a person that you know is experiencing good health in all the members of their family? Are you happy when you see the world filled with peace and harmony and goodness? Are you happy then? If you're happy then you can be sure that you'll be happy as you think of it for yourself. Now, as you think of some other person winning a great amount of money, sweepstakes, so to speak, and then you think, oh, I wonder what they are going to spend it on. And then you think, I don't care. Just the fact that you have a great amount of money available to you makes you happy. It's not that you're going to spend it. It's not that you're going to give it away. It's not that you're going to do anything in particular. It's just that you have it. And just the idea of having it, it's not a matter of spending it. Money in the bank is wonderful. Good health in your body is wonderful. How do you get good health in your body? You get good health in your body by thinking about it, by living it. Life is a series of trying to make up your mind as to what makes you happy, what makes you joyous, what makes you feel supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, what makes you feel just wonderful. Well, you do it to yourself. And as you do it to yourself, you are a radiant center of that goodness. You're a radiant center of that health, that happiness, that abundance. And everybody about you feels abundant because you are abundant. You treat other people as abundant. And they are. Because when you yourself live in the consciousness of abundance, everyone else lives in the consciousness of abundance too. And everybody else feels that abundance in everything that they do. And they feel wonderful. They feel fantastic. They feel glorious. They feel that all is in divine order. When you have this feeling in you, about yourself or about others, it is something that percolates and something that grows and something that spreads throughout your body, your life, your affairs, and the body, life, and affairs of all those in your world. And all those in your world feel that goodness, and they feel that wonder, and they feel that magic, and they feel how great it is to be that way. But it's a matter of you putting the cause in motion to do that. You putting the cause in motion to experience that. You putting the cause in motion to delight in that. And it's just up to you to do it. Nobody else. Nobody else cares. Nobody else wants to care. They're caring for themselves. So begin today. Begin today thinking about what it is that makes you feel happy. Think about life as a series of trying to make up your mind. As a series of attitudes of trying to make up your mind. It's a series of enjoying making up your mind. And how do you go about making up your mind? As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So think in your heart about goodness. Think in your heart about peace. Think in your heart about wonder. Think in your heart about joy. Think in your heart about everything that's good and beautiful. And as you think in your heart about everything that's good and beautiful, you'll find that you are experiencing everything in your heart that is good and beautiful. You are knowing everything in your heart that is good and beautiful. And as you know and think and are everything in your heart that is pure and good and beautiful, that's only thing that you'll be. That's the kind of thoughts that make life wonderful. We're working on that. We're working on it. We're trying to make up our mind what we want to think about. When we stub our toe, our first thought is, oops, the toe hurts. And if our first thought can be, I'm holding perfect, my feet know just where to walk. I walk perfectly all the time. And if you think, oh, I'm going to be in a place where there are needles in the ground and I might step on the pine needles or something and they hurt. No, no. I surround myself with my pure white light of love and I am whole and perfect now and always. Always, always, always. Know this for yourself. Know this in your life. Know this in your being. And as you know this for yourself, you will experience it. Feel it. Act as though you were a rich man. Act as though you are a healthy person. Act as though you are a happy person. Act as though you are surrounded by beautiful friends who delight in your company. And as you act as though you are, you will be. And as you act as though you are, and you will be, you'll find that life is wonderful. You're living in this series of activities that make life worth living, that make life a great, enjoyable experience under all circumstances. Begin to make this your way of thinking, your total way of thinking every moment of your life. And as you do this, and as I do this, we can only experience the joy, the harmony, the peace, the love, the goodness, the health, the abundance that we are right now. Know this for yourself. Claim this for yourself. Name this for yourself. And enjoy this for yourself. Because this is who you are. And this is who you'll always be. And as you know, I can only love beautiful people because that's what I am. I say, I love you, I love you, I love you, and you indeed are a beautiful person.